I finally got to see the new film that just released on July 4th called The Sound of Freedom, starring Jim Caviezel. This film delves into child abduction and the sex trade. Jim Caviezel plays a Department of Homeland Security person who works in the pedophile division, if there's such a thing. He ends up going around and putting pedophiles in jail. Pretty much Jim Caviezel's the main A-lister. The father of two children that were abducted in the film was played by Jose Zuniga. Jim Caviezel plays the part of Tim Ballard. He was a Department of Homeland Security employee who was tasked with tracking down pedophiles. And he had been doing this for quite a while and had captured more than 100 of these pedophiles. And his partner one day kind of asked him, said, "Hey, I can't do this anymore." And he's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Well, how many pedophiles have you captured?" And he was like, "You know, more than 100. And how many children have you freed?" And right there, that sort of lit the light bulb on Tim Ballard. And he's like, "Okay, I see what you're getting at." So from there on, he tries to up his investigative tactics, and he tracks down this one pedophile and tries to get him to arrange the meeting with a child. He had to earn his trust, which was not easy. He had to pretend like he was a pedophile and wanted to meet a child. Finally, that arrangement happened, and he ended up rescuing a little 8-year-old boy. Once he rescued the boy, the boy says something to him like, "You rescue children, don't you? Help me rescue my sister." That kind of broke his heart, because he has like 5 or 6 kids himself, and he has some children that are his age, and he couldn't imagine just letting them go. He hatches a plan to fly to Colombia, use the Department of Homeland Security resources to try to track down even more pedophiles, to try to track down this little boy's sister. Once he's there, he realizes he's going to need help. And there was a few people in Colombia that were helping him. One was from the police department. There was a couple of shady people that were sort of helping him. But he needed these people in order to be intermediaries between him and the pedophile people. Eventually, his idea was sort of to create this honeypot, if you will, this place where a bunch of pedophiles could meet up and they could create this resort, and it's just this paradise for pedophiles. The idea was to get as many kids there as he could. He needed at least 50 or 60, which was a tall order. He was able to arrange that. He got all these pedophile handlers or whatever to bring these children to this island, where they made this big bust. And they were able to free 55, 60 children. As the children were singing and dancing once they were free from their abductors, one of the guys turns to Jim Caviezel's character, Tim Ballard, and he says, "You hear that sound? That's the sound of freedom." Hence the name of the film. The part that let him down was that the little girl, the boy's sister, was not there, was not one of these children that were rescued. From there, he had to use investigative tactics to try to figure out where the little girl was. He determined that she was sold to southern part of Colombia, which in the film was said to be in a rebel-controlled area that nobody can go in. Not even the police will go past a certain area. Kind of reminded me like going into the Taliban areas. Nobody can go in there unless you're Taliban. They hatched this plan where they would pretend like they were doctors, and they would go into the area. And of course, within 10 minutes, he has found the little girl. But the little girl belonged to the boss of the rebel leaders, the jefe. He was played by Gerardo Terracina, El Acolron. I think it was the first night that Tim Ballard was there, he decides he was going to make a run for it and try to earn the little girl's trust, make an escape with her, which actually sounds impossible. But they were having a party and they were getting drunk, all the leaders and all the rebels that were in around like a campfire singing and playing guitar. And that's when he decided to make his run. Long story short, we're going into, of course, this whole review is spoiler territory. He ends up getting away with the girl and reunites her with her brother. One of the nice parts of the film was how when the film first started, she was playing like these drums and she was singing. That was how the film ended. When she got home, she started playing those drums and the camera panned out and you saw her playing those drums and singing her song, which honestly I thought was kind of ridiculous, but it made for a smooth opening and closing of the film. The interesting thing about this movie was that it only had a budget on IMDb reports at an estimated $14.5 million, although 2 weeks into this film being released, it's still packing theaters. The theater that I was in was packed from top to bottom after 2 weeks. And that's unusual. So far, IMDb reports that it has grossed $149 million worldwide. It's just an amazing success. Film was directed by Alejandro Monteverdi, and IMDb lists the writers as Rod Barr and Alejandro Monteverdi. So anyhow, this is a very successful film. There were a few emotional impacts, depending upon where you are with child abduction and that sort of thing, and abuse. I could see this being triggering for some people. There were a few emotional points in the film. It didn't quite bring a tear to my eye, but I felt them starting on a couple of points. Just the actor, Jim Caviezel, went just his look and the tears coming to his eyes when he was telling his boss, basically, I have to go. He didn't beg. He just looked at him with like tears welling up in his eyes. He's like, all right, okay. I have watched other films. The one that comes to mind is The Fault in Our Stars that brought me nearly to tears, where I was holding back my head and blinking rapidly to not have tears streaming down my face. But this one didn't do that to that level. I think I was prepared for the emotional impact. But I really enjoyed The Sound of Freedom. I highly recommend it, and I give it 5 stars.